ओम शांति। बाबा साकार मुरली, 22 दिसंबर 2022। एसेंस, स्वीट चिल्ड्रन, रिनाउंस द एरोगेंस ऑफ योर बॉडीज एंड बिकम सोल कॉन्शियस। इन ऑर्डर टू बेनिफिट योर सेल्व्स, कीप योर चार्ट्स ऑफ रिमेम्बरेंस, स्पेशली सिट एंड हैव रिमेम्बरेंस। It is only by having remembrance that your sins will be absolved. Question: What is the first law that the Father has told you, children? Answer: The first law is that while seeing everything, your intellect should not be disturbed by any of it. Stay in remembrance of the one Father. Each of you should examine yourself. Is my attitude spoilt when I see something? While working with your hands, remember the Father with your heart. There is no question of closing your eyes in this. Om Shanti. On the path of devotion, when sannyasis sit, they normally sit with their eyes closed. Here, the law is that while seeing others, your intellect should not be disturbed. Test yourself. Does my attitude become spoilt when I see others? Although I see everything, my intellect's yoga is with the Father. When people prepare food, they don't prepare it with their eyes closed. This is known as letting your hands do the work and your heart being with the Father. Continue to do everything with your physical organs, but remember the Father. When a wife cooks for her husband, she does everything with her hands, but her intellect would be aware that she is cooking for her husband. You children are on the Father's service. The Father says, Children, I am your obedient servant. He explains to souls, that is, to the children. Souls say, Sweet Father, we are busy in the service of using the knowledge and yoga that you teach us. You have given us this direction. While living at home with your families and doing everything, repeatedly continue to remember me. You are unable to remember me regularly. Some say that they remember me for 12 hours, but no, Maya definitely repeatedly removes yoga from your intellects. Your battle is with Maya. Maya doesn't allow you to stay in remembrance because you are conquering Maya. Those who conquer Ravan become conquerors of the world. Rama too was a conqueror of the world. The Sun Dynasty and the Moon Dynasty were conquerors of the world. While seeing everything with your eyes, your intellects should remain with the Father. Check that you are not disturbed. You have to remember the Father fully. Don't think, I belong to Shiv Baba anyway. What need is there to remember him? But no, you especially have to remember him and also keep a note of how long you stayed in remembrance throughout the whole day. There are many who write the history of what they did throughout the whole day. It would definitely be good people who do that. They write about their good activities so that others who come after them can see it and learn from it. If people were to write about bad things, then the others who see that would learn bad things. The Father now advises you, children. You have to keep your charts. Knowledge is very easy. The ancient Raja Yoga of Bharat is very well known. They teach many types of Hatha Yoga, etc., on the path of devotion. They don't know what yoga the father taught, even though there are some terms such as Manmana Bhava, renounce your body and all bodily relations, and constantly remember me alone. To call him omnipresent is wrong. No one can then remember him. Because of having stone intellects, they don't understand the meaning of anything. The father explains, remember me, your father. This body is not mine. The Krishna soul cannot say this. Only the incorporeal father can say, consider yourself to be a bodiless soul. You came bodiless, naked. They have then understood that to mean naked. They have taken it wrongly on the path of devotion. The father said, consider yourself to be separate from your body. Renounce any arrogance of your body. Become soul conscious. You have been considering yourselves to be bodies all your lives. This is now your final birth. You now have to become soul conscious. The deities in the golden age were soul conscious. They were aware that they had to shed a body and take another. They would shed their old bodies in happiness and take new ones. Sannyasis cannot teach this. They cannot conquer death. You children are conquering death. Those people belong to the path of isolation. They will then go into their religion of renunciation once again. They cannot come onto the family path. That is a good religion for Bharat. They become pure. The praise of Bharat is as great as the praise of the father. Bharat alone was pure. It isn't that now. Bharat is the pilgrimage place for everyone. All human beings are now to receive salvation. They say, God the Father is the liberator. He liberates you from sorrow and takes you to the land of peace. If the people of Bharat knew this, they would not call him omnipresent. They celebrate the birthday of Shiva here. They even sing, O purifier, come. They remember the incorporeal father. The people of Bharat sing this. They are the ones who become the most pure. You understand that these things are absolutely right. There are so many scriptures. Those of all religions write their own books. There is a lot of regard for new religions. From the Copper Age onwards, the people of Bharat have continued to fall. They have all now become impure. The whole world remembers the purifier father. The birth of such a father takes place here. The Somnath temple is also here. If they were to know this, they would all offer flowers to the one because he is the liberator of all. Mine is one and none other. When a person dies, flowers are offered to him. Shiv Baba doesn't die. He takes everyone to the land of peace. There are temples to Shiva everywhere. Even abroad, people everywhere worship a Shiva Lingam, but they don't know why they worship it. The father himself sits here and explains to you that in Bharat, after the birthday of Shiva, there is the birthday of Krishna. After the birthday of Shiva, the new world comes. The father comes into the old world to make it new. Bharat is the most elevated. Its very name is paradise. You all become happy that you are now establishing heaven according to Srimad. You are godly helpers. You are the salvation army. You liberate the whole world from the chains of Ravan. You know that you are together with Baba in serving Bharat. Gandhiji liberated Bharat from the foreigners, but there still wasn't any happiness. Instead, there was even more sorrow. They still continue to fight and quarrel. The father says, I come to liberate you from the chains of Ravan. Because of the chains of Ravan, there are chains of many types. This doesn't happen in the golden age. There is no question of sorrow there. Here, they observe so many fasts, etc. They do all of that in order to go to the land of Sri Krishna. The father now explains to you children. Father shows son, son shows father. You show everyone the way home. This is called a maze. People beat their heads so much in devotion, but none of them can claim the inheritance from the father. They continue to bow their heads while performing devotion and doing tapasya and making donations. Only the one father can show you the path. If anyone else knew the path, he would show it. This proves that none of them knows it. No one knows the path at all. Now, all are going to go back like a swarm of mosquitoes. Everyone's body will be destroyed. All the rest of the souls will settle their karmic accounts and return home. This is called the time of settlement. At Deepavali, people write up their annual profit and loss accounts. For you, it is a matter of every cycle. You now have to do everything for 21 births. By having remembrance of the Father, you will accumulate that and you will then have no difficulty for 21 births. You won't lack anything. All the attainment of heaven depends on the efforts you make at this time. These things are not mentioned in any of the scriptures. It is now that you experience these things. Who would sit and write all these things when you are already in heaven? All the scriptures, etc., are written later. It is written in the scriptures that there were palaces on the banks of the river Jamuna and that Delhi was the land of angels, Paristan. It is written in the Birla temple that 5,000 years ago, Dharamraj or Yudhishthir established the land of angels. The names Ganges and Jamuna continue even now. In fact, you are the Ganges of knowledge. There isn't as much influence of the river Jamuna as there is of the river Ganges. The Ganges flows through Banaras, Haridwar. Many sages, etc., go there. They go there and say, Shiv Kashi Vishwanath Ganga. Vishwanath, Lord of the world, allowed the Ganges to flow through the locks of his hair. They say this and they believe that by living on the banks of River Ganges, they will receive liberation. Many people go and reside at Kashi. Previously, they used to sacrifice themselves there. Now they say that they will receive liberation. Look what they used to say on the path of devotion and what they say on the path of knowledge. There is such a contrast. For half a cycle, you experienced so many difficulties. You even went and sacrificed yourselves to the goddesses. You now sacrifice yourselves. All of this belongs to God. Therefore, everything that belongs to God is yours. Everything of God's is heaven, whereas you are now residents of hell. You belong to the Father and are now becoming residents of heaven. You have to follow Baba's Srimad fully. Shiv Baba doesn't have to build buildings, etc. He is the bestower. All of this is for the children. Shiv Baba says, "Children, look after all of it as trustees." On the path of devotion, they say, "Shiv Baba, all of this is given by you." Then, when he takes it back, they become so unhappy. Baba doesn't take anything from you. The father simply says, "Remove your attachment from it. Become trustees and look after your households. What would I do with anything I took? All the centers are open for you. This is a combined hospital and college. You receive both health and wealth. Education is said to be the source of income. However much each of you studies, you accordingly claim your inheritance from the Father. You should make full effort. Follow the Father and Mother. You are the Mother and Father. That's right, is it not? That Father comes and enters this one. He adopts you through this one. He is the Mother and Father. We praise Him. I tell you through the mouth of this one, you are mine. I adopted you, and I then appointed Saraswati to look after the mothers. You are not small children. The father says, you now belong to me. Acha, now live as trustees. Look after your households fully. The best of all is to open this spiritual hospital. Shiv Baba says, what would I look after? For Brahma Baba too, it is said, what would this one do? Whatever he had, he gave it to Shiv Baba. You have to become trustees. Everything here is done for the children. Baba gives all the teachings to you children. It isn't that this building is for Shiv Baba or Brahma Baba. Everything is for the children. You Brahmins are the children. There is no question of fighting over this. It is everyone's combined property. There are so many of you children. There cannot be any partition. Even the government cannot do anything. All of this belongs to the Brahmin children. All are masters. All are children. Some are poor and others are wealthy. All come and live here. It is not anyone's property. The number of children will be in the region of hundreds of thousands. Everything is for you, sweet children. You are spiritual children. Worldly children cannot be loved as much as you are. They are the Shudra caste, whereas you are the Brahmin caste. This is why your connection with them has broken. Sannyasis would not say, all of this is for you. I too am yours. Shiv Baba says, I am the altruistic server. Human beings cannot be altruistic. Whatever any of them do, they definitely receive the return of it. I cannot take the fruit of anything. I come and enter the old world and an old body. Here, this is the old body for me. In devotion, they build many big temples to me. Look where I am sitting at this time. I explain such deep secrets to you children. Baba would not conduct a murli in just any spiritual gathering, satsang. The mercury of happiness rises very high in the children. The father sits here and teaches you children. Only you know how he comes and teaches you. There is no question of being afraid. All of you are the children of the Father. Whatever is created is for the children. It isn't that everyone has to come and sit here. You have to live at home with your families. If all of you were to come and live here, you would need a place as big as Delhi. That is not possible. Nevertheless, you must continue to have yoga with the Father and your sins will be absolved. You souls will become golden aged. Only then will you return home. You have to pass with honors and return home, the same as Mamma and Baba. Acha, to the sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bab Dada. The spiritual father says namaste to the spiritual children.
The spiritual children say padam guna, remembrance, love, good morning and namaste to our spiritual mother, father and Bab Dada. Acha, Om Shanti.
Essence for Dharana. 1. Become godly helpers according to Srimad. In order to reveal the Father, show everyone the way home. 2. Look after everything as a trustee. Don't have attachment to anyone. Pass with honors, the same as the mother and father, Mamma and Baba. Blessing, may you be an incognito effort maker and remains constantly content and make others content when forming relationships and connections with others. The confluence age is the age of contentment. If you are unable to remain content at the confluence age, then when would you be content? Therefore, let there not be any type of conflict in yourself, and let there be no conflict when in contact with others. A rosary is created when one bead comes into contact with another. Therefore, when forming relationships and connections with others, remain content and make others content, for only then will you become a bead of the rosary. A family means those who remain constantly content and make others content. Slogan: those who renounce all trace of their old natures and samskars are full renunciates. Om Shanti.